Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jemiah. I'm with the fraud department. Excuse me. How may I assist you today?
Okay. I talked to that other lady and she sent me to you, but I remember ordering that watch. I got charged. I'm being charged twice for it. That's what I'm asking about. Because okay. on February the 1st, I had a charge of $6.95 to you guys. Mm-hmm. And also on February the 1st, I had a $14.95 charge to you guys. And then on this very same day, I had a $29.95, and now y'all are charging me another $59 again.
Okay, one moment while I get the account pulled up. Okay, Anna G.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see what the charges were for. On the 28th of January, you purchased a smart health watch for $6.95. Wireless mini pods was $29.95. And a 1-year warranty on both of those was $14.95. That's how it added up to the $51.85.
Okay, but y'all charged me twice for that because y'all charged it. I've got my checking account pulled up on my phone. I see every transaction. Mm-hmm. You guys charged me on February the 1st, $6.95 to Best Living Solutions. I see right there where y'all pulled that. Then you also charged me the $14.95, which was the insurance, on the same day, and the $29.95 for the ear pods. I see all this on February the 1st. Mm-hmm. Now you guys have charged me again for $59.95, and it's still pending.
Yes.
Why am I being charged twice?
The charge that you're seeing for the 12th of February, that is the full retail price for the watch. You only paid $6.95 for it, which was just shipping and handling. Everything else was full retail price. So if you didn't call in and cancel the trial period with the watch within the 14 days that allowed you to do so, and receive it for just shipping and handling, then on the 15th day, they billed you the full retail price for the watch.
Yeah, I got all of that, but I don't understand. That needs to be took off, like, right now, because I did not sign up for no free trial for nothing. I didn't sign up for no regular charges to come out of my account.
Okay, you were transferred over to the fraud department for what exactly?
Well, I want to know why I'm being charged twice. Y'all are, like, doing some fraud shit on my account.
Okay. No, these charges aren't fraudulent. If you don't want to pay the $59.95 for the watch, all you have to do is return it.
Okay, then I need a box to send all this crap back then.
You will have to ship it back at your own expense.
So y'all are going to continue to charge me not $59?
First and foremost, the $59.95, that would be a one-time charge. If you kept the watch, you pay that. That's it. If you don't want to keep the watch, you do have to return it at your own expense to get the $59.99 back.
That makes no sense to me because I'm still paying the $59 even if I send it back because y'all charged me twice.
We didn't charge you twice.
Yes, ma'am, you did. It is showing the 1st of February. You guys charged me the $6.95 for the watch. I just read it off. $14.95 for the insurance and $29.95 for the daggone AirPods.
Mm-hmm. If you return the AirPods.
Okay, that $59 came out of my account on February the 1st.
No, that was $51.85, and that was for separate products. That wasn't for the watch at all. You return the earbuds, you get $29.95 back, and the warranty as well is $14.95. But no, that wasn't the amount for the watch. You paid for different things separately that added up to $51.85.
I paid for different things separately.
Yes, $6.95 for the watch, $29.95 for the earbuds, $14.95 for the warranty.
Okay, that came out February the 1st.
Mm-hmm. And then the $59.95 that came out today is strictly for the watch, which you just paid $6.95 on. That's it. That was just shipping.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all, y'all are doing some fraudulent crap. Y'all are, like, promoting shit that you're not really doing. So, yes, that watch will be coming back to you all. Can I get an address for that, please?
Yes. It is 11551
East. 11551 East.
45th Avenue. Unit C. Denver, Colorado. Zip code is 80239. You also need
80239?
Yes.
Okay.
So just use that return address when returning the products. And once they verify that you have returned the products, you can return the earbuds as well if you want the $29.99 back on that. And then if both are returned, of course, you don't need the warranty, so you'll get the $14.95 back on that as well. But if you want the refund on the watch for the $59.95, you have to return it.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine, because you guys make it sound like it's a one-time payment and then you're screwing people. Y'all need to be more specific on your website.
Because she didn't go and sign up for no
absolutely
one-time trial.
Okay, all the information was in the terms and conditions. Did you read over the terms and conditions?
Who the hell reads over terms and conditions? But yes, you will be getting your stuff back.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer support, and you enjoy the rest of your day.